Most authors. You can tell I haven't been in the booth in the week. My fucking tongue doesn't work.
I can't even speak.
Dan, you have ruined my language.
Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 251.
Today we have a question from Dan the Art Man. And damn it, I wish I had thought of that moniker for myself. Who asks,
rather than write trilogies or a series, like most authors seem to be doing in genre fiction, does it seem good to you for a new writer to write a whole bunch of short novels in various genres with the plan to learn with each one, and just cranking out books to develop a catalog? And maybe from that, see what kind of books I seem to write best or love most. Focusing on one genre seems to be the most successful way to sell books, but I want to write all kinds. Also, to learn how to finish books and try several genres I want to write short novels. Do you think, in this age of ebooks, short novels, 50 to 60,000 words, are more acceptable than the days when you had to get published through one of the big guys in New York? I'd rather learn a whole bunch from cranking out tons of short novels early in my career than spend a ton of time trying to write a trilogy or a series while I still have a lot to learn, especially when I don't know what genre my voice is best suited for. Does that sound wise?
Well, I don't know if it sounds wise, Dan, but it certainly sounds familiar. I have found that I love hopping genres and series and projects and standalones because I find I broaden my palette as a writer a lot more rapidly when I am radically varying the types of stuff I'm doing rather than sticking in a groove. So for your development as an artist, it's brilliant. For the development of your income, not so much. When you do this early in your career, what you're doing is you are deferring the point at which the odds are in your favor that you'll be making a living at this. And that's because readers tend to shop fairly monogamously. Though there are, and always will be, crossover readers who jump genres like fleas jump dogs, and thank God for that. The credibility that you have as a writer in any particular genre is enhanced by the number of books you have in that particular genre rather than the number of books you have in general. Unless you're talking about people who have already become your dyed-in-the-wool hardcore true fans, in which case they'll want everything that you've done. So if you're not aggressively building a catalog in one genre, it's just going to take longer for you to catch fire in that genre. Again, just talking basic statistics and probability. There are no guarantees, positive or negative, in this game. Doing what you're doing is a fantastic way to develop as an artist. And yes, there is a market for the short novel, anywhere between 30 and 70,000 words, not just 40 to 50. And here's why. That's actually the natural length of the novel form. The longer novels that you and I grew up reading only came into vogue in the late 1980s, and they came into vogue because printing, shipping, and paper prices went up, and publishers had to raise the prices on their books, and in an effort to try to make it look like the books were still good value for money, they started padding them out, because it was more cost-effective for them to add more pages to a book than to ship extra units. Complicated math and trade union history and contracts and everything involved there, but basically long novels are a marketing ploy. There was a time when a book like Lord of the Rings was unrealistically long. You would never dream of expecting your audience to read something that long. Now, you look at Lord of the Rings as a trilogy at 1,200 pages, and you're like, yeah, it ain't too bad. It's a single-volume Tom Clancy book, or a Brandon Sanderson book. It's not too much to expect of someone, but that's because the era of long novels that was artificially instantiated by printing cost inflation is the one that we grew up in. Since the digital revolution in publishing, the short novel is back and back big time. Some of the biggest sellers that you've heard about, Wool and the Martian pop right to the top of my head. Some of the biggest sellers in the digital revolution are the short novels. It's a comfortable length. You can read them in an afternoon. People love them. So yes, there's certainly a viable market for them. They do less well in audio because audio is priced by length. And because of the stupid way that ACX does its pricing, there's this weird ghetto in the short novel range. Because they're too short to be worth spending a credit on, but they're too long to be an impulse purchase for cash. But that has to do with the way that Audible sets its prices. And once Audible gets disrupted, and it will, that whole system will hopefully go by the wayside and we'll have more honest pricing to help us with the short novels and the audiobook space. I talk about this stuff in my new edition of Making Tracks coming out soon. But anyway, yeah, it sounds like a great plan to me. Be aware of the potential trade-offs that you're in for, but life is full of trade-offs, and if you're interested in developing as an artist, that is a fantastic way to do it. So it sounds like a good plan, and good luck. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.